Well, I think it's important to retain the same way we finish. I think for the moment, I think that we are doing a good season. We are the only English team that we qualify already for the next stage of Champions League. We are the only English team that being in Champions League, we also qualify for the Capital One, and we are the top of the table on the Premier. So it's important to try to continue in the same way we are doing so far.
You've done that with injury problems as well. So how is Sergio Aguero, how is David Silva as well? Will they be back this weekend?
Well, Sergio is fit. He is already to come back. David continued with some small sprain in his ankle, so I think it's a risk for him to play. But unfortunately also, well, Sami Nasri is injured, and Boni continue, and Vincent Kompany, both of them are injured.
So they will be out?
Yes, be out.
How are Bakary Sagna and Mangala as well, given what happened over in Paris? Have you spoken to them? They trained okay?
Yes, I spoke with both of them. All of them are okay. It was a difficult experience, but no problem with them.
How do you handle them as players then when they've been through something like that?
Well, it's difficult to handle, I think, not only for the player, for everyone. But those things happen, and it's very important to try to refuse all of that. And I think that all the week, in different ways, I think that I have an honour for the victims.
Can I ask you about Raheem Sterling as well? How big an occasion is it for him going up against the club he left in the summer?
Well, I always think it's special for the player to play against, not only for Raheem, for every player to play against the team that they work a lot of years. Maybe for James Milner will be exactly the same. So, but situations that is part of the career of the player, and they now are defending another shirt.
How would you say Raheem has developed as well since he's been here? He scored that hat-trick in the Premier League. He scored in the Champions League as well. Just how big a player has he become for you?
Well, I always say from the beginning that Raheem is a very young player. He must improve a lot, and important things. It's important also that he can demonstrate in every game, because I think that I'm very happy in the way he's playing so far, that he is an important player, and he will be a more important player in the future.
Is he going to reach the levels, do you think, of a Sergio, of a Yaya, in terms of his influence on this squad?
Well, it depends on the way he improves, but the important thing that he's just 21 years old, so he has too many years, a lot of years to work, and I think that he will be a very important player, not only for Manchester City, I think also for England.
Hello, Manuel. You say that Sergio is fit again, but have the last 9 games where you've been unbeaten and mostly without Sergio proved that there is life without him? You can manage without Sergio Aguero.
Well, I always answer about that but question the same thing. I think that we not only will demonstrate now in this season that without Sergio, without any important player, we can play. This season, we have a lot of injury, not only Sergio, also David, Sami Nasri, Clichy, that he was the whole season, Fernando, one month and a half. Zabaleta, he played just 2 games during the season. That's why we have a squad. I think that one of the merits of this team is not just depend on 1 or 2 players. But of course, I think that our team is better with Kun.
Just in terms of pressure, we are told that it is easier to chase the top teams than be that top team in terms of being the favourite and leading the pack that you are. Are you finding it more difficult? Is there more pressure for you being at the top and being a favourite?
No, I think so, that for me it's never a pressure to be at the top of the table. You always want to be at the top of the table because you just depend on what you can do. If you are in another position, you are going to depend on what all those teams can do. For me it's a pleasure to be at the lead of the table, and we will try to continue in that sense. It doesn't matter what happens, we are always the favourite. So being at the top of the table or not at the top of the table, it's usual to read or to listen that we are always the team to beat.
And just finally, if I may, there's likely to be a great atmosphere inside the stadium. How do you get your players to play with their hearts but also be cool in their heads for a game like this?
Well, I think that one of the most important things in important games, is, as you said, is to have a cold mind, maybe a hot heart, but a cold mind, because there's a lot of mistake, because for the atmosphere or for different things. That is so important that I hope that we could do it.